Broadway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Aleph Sivan, the 1st of June. Rav Yonason Grossberg Schlita, Indian Mukta.
Rishus. So the sugya of Mukta, which I want to discuss today, is sugya in Gemara Be'er, Dav Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah says in sugya Dav Lamed Amud Beis, the Mishnah says as follows, Enotlim etlim min ha-sugya, ela min ha-samukhla. The Mishnah says that you don't take wood from the sukkah. So what's it talking about? A man wants to have some firewood. It's yomtiv. Yomtiv, you're allowed to burn wood, and he wants to take some wood from his hut. Say it's Shavuos time. And Beis Yosef explains, Shavuos time, it can be very hot. He's not talking about England. Our Shavuos was very cold. But Shavuos time, Beis Yosef says, can be very hot. So if a person has got a hut in the garden, so that he can stay cool. And he wants to know, can he take some of the wood from the sukkah to use as firewood so that he can cook his Yom Tov meal? That's the discussion. So the Mishnah says, "Ein leitim etim min ha-sukkah." You can't actually take wood from the hut. You can't do that. Why not? Because it's stiras oihel. If you take wood off the hut, you're breaking your hut. You're breaking your tent, and stiras oihel is asur on Yom Tov. Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says as follows: Tanya Rabbi Chiya by Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yechon. The Braisa says, "Ein leitim etim min ha-sukkah, ela min ha-samukhla." The Braisa says the same halacha. You can't take the wood from the hut. That's awesome. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So Gemara asks, "What? Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon allows you to do stiras oil. Rabbi Shimon allows you to break a tent on Yom Tov." So Gemara explains, we're talking about a hut which was shaky on Erev Yom Tov, and it fell down on Yom Tov. So he's not breaking any tent. So shaky on Erev Yom Tov. So therefore he knew it's likely it might fall down on Yom Tov. And the taka did fall down on Yom Tov. So Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon holds, Odom Yoshev Umetzapeh. A person is waiting for his hut to fall down. If it was already shaky on Erev Yom Tov, so he knew it might turn into firewood. It might turn into firewood on Yom Tov, and he'll be able to use it for cooking on Yom Tov. What's Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Shimon says, "Da'atem esma lilave." His da'at is on it from Erev Yom Tov. Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, leim linam da'at lilave b'shu midi d'lechazi ben hashmashos." Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, Erev Yom Tov, it was still a hat." It was Muksa Machmas Isur, the Isur of Stiras Oil, so it was Muksa Machmas Isur, and therefore his das is not on it. So that's Machlik Rabbi Shimon and Tana Kama. Then the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says, Vishlovin, both opinions agree. Vesukha Zachag, Bechag, Shasura. What would be if it would be a real sukkah on sukkahs? Then everybody agrees that it's also. No one will allow you to use the sukkah for firewood. Gemara explains it's Sami Shanim says it's also Ba'ano. We learn that the pasuk says Lashem, Chag Lashem. We compare it to Korban Chagiga, just like Korban Chagiga is Kodesh, so too the sukkah is actually Kodesh. That's what the Muhammad Ramban and Muhammad learns. The sukkah is actually Kodesh for the holy sukkahs. It's got, and even if it falls down, the kedusha remains, and it's completely asur. So the shavim, they both agree. The sukkah zachag b'chag she'asura. They both agree it's asur. Yeah.
Talking about sukkah that was about to fall down, a sukkah zachag b'chag.
Yeah, very good. That's pashtus. Yeah.
Well, it's not kosher sukkah anyway, then.
Well, a sukkah ruah, you're not. You're eating the sukkah.
No, it'll fall down within 7 days. It's not oimin b'ruach matzuya if it's about to collapse.
So maybe we're talking about that. It could, it's a possibility, it might last for more than a week.
not that bad.
That's not Urua then.
That's not Urua?
No, because the one that you're talking about, Yontu. Okay. I mean,
I hear your question.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, I understand. I hear your question.
He didn't know he was going to fall.
Yeah, the Gemara says the case is Rabbi Shimon said there's Yeshiva Mitzapa.
He knew it.
He was waiting it to fall down. I hear your question. Sorry, Kim. Sorry, Bia. Then we continue. The Braisa brings one more point, and that's what we want to focus on today. If he made the tnai, if he made the condition, then everything depends on his condition. So what's the meaning? So the Pashas, it means as follows. It means that if you made the condition that if it falls down, if he said Erev Yom Tov, if this hat, Rashi explains, this goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we're not talking about Yom Tov of Sukkos anymore, we're talking about Stamah hats, the Shavuos, the Pesach, and he made a condition that if this hat falls down on Yom Tov, then I'm going to use it, then it's okay. That's the last point of the Braisa. If you made the Tanai, Erev Yom Tov, if this falls down on Yom Tov, I will use it, then it's okay. Now, the three questions over here, which I want to ask, and that is, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam does not mention Tanai at all. Neither in Hilchos Yom Tov, nor in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam ignores the Tanai. So why, if the Braisa mentions the possibility of a Tanai, that you can make a Tanai, if it falls down, I'll use it, the Braisa mentions the possibility, then why did the Rambam leave it out altogether? This is not my kasha, it's Beis Yosef asked this kasha. Another kasha is, if you look in the Tur, in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Tur in Hilchos Yom Tov, on this halacha of Ein Noitim Eitzim Min HaSukkah, that you can't take wood from the Sukkah, the Tur brings down the halacha of Tanai. The Tur says you can make a Tanai, that if this hat falls down in Yom Tov, and we use it for firewood, it's perfectly in order. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the Tur is quiet, doesn't mention it tonight. What's the case in Hilchos Shabbos? In Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Ayin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch actually does mention it tonight. And the case is as follows. The case is I light a lamp. I light my Friday night lights. I'm an oil lamp. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can make it tonight. That if some of the oil, if the oil lamp is extinguished early, and there's still oil in the oil lamp, then I'm going to use that oil. I'm going to use it to make some mayonnaise. I'm going to put it into the salad. You can make it tonight on Erev Shabbos, if you're not an Isnis. So then you can make it tonight that you'll use that oil on, you'll use the leftover oil on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch actually talks out this tonight and says that he can make it tonight. The Ramo actually argues, and so the minig among the Sfaradim is that they do this, they make it tonight, apparently, so I'm told, they make it tonight on Erev Shabbos, that they'll use the leftover oil, but we go, the Ashkenazim, we go after the Ramo, and the Ramo says you can't make it tonight. So the interesting thing is that the Torah mentions the concept of tonight in Hilchos Yom Tov, but over here in Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah keeps quiet. The Torah didn't mention it tonight. And the Shulchan Aruch does the very opposite. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the Tanai in Hilchos Shabbos by this oil lamp. He mentions the Tanai, and when it comes to the fallen down sukkah on Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch keeps quiet. He doesn't mention the Tanai. So this is the question: why did the Rambam leave out Tanai altogether? Why did the Tur only mention Tanai in Hilchos Yom Tov? Why did the Shulchan Aruch only mention the Tanai in Hilchos Shabbos? So, if we go back to the Gemara in Be'er, there are actually four ways to learn this Tanai. What is this Tanai that's going on over here? And who holds of this Tanai? What is the Tanai and who holds of the Tanai? So the first pshat, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that And he explained, Rashi explains it. Now Rashi says the case of Tanai is going back to the Reisha. It's not going on in the case of Sukkos Chag B'Chag. Vareisha de Braisa Koma. How did the Fligibo Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? It's going back to the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Tiktani ain't make him Eitzim in Asuka. You don't take Eitzim in Asuka, but Kimne B'Shinofla. And the case where they're arguing, where Tanakama says that you cannot use the wood, Rabbi Shimon says you can use the wood, it's a case of Nafla, it's a case where the sukkah fell down. And Mishum Muktzah, and they're arguing about Muktzah. The Ka'ama, and the Braisa says, Im Hisna Leom, by Joim, Shim Tipa Mocha, Yasikana, Akoli Fitzanoi. The Braisa says, if it makes the condition, by Joim, that if it falls down tomorrow, then he will use it for firewood, so then it's okay. Then he can use it for firewood. So who are we going in? Are we going in Rabbi Shimon? Or are we going in Rabbi Huda? Who are we talking in? So we're going in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need it tonight. Rabbi Shimon said it's not Muktzah anyway. Rabbi Shimon said he's waiting for Mitzapah. He's waiting for his hut to fall down so they can cook with the firewood. So Rashi must be going in Rabbi Huda. He must be going in Rabbi Huda. And he's going in Rabbi Huda, Pashtus, and he's saying that like, Kunt Rabbi Huda, in this case of Sukkah Ru'uah, a Sheikh Sukkah, which fell down on Yom Tov, although Rabbi Huda says that he holds his Muktzah, but if you made it tonight on Erev Yom Tov, you spoke out it tonight, and you said that if it falls down on Yom Tov, then you're going to use it, then it's okay. So, that's the Pashtus in Rashi, that we're going in Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is the one who holds up tonight. Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't need it tonight. Rabbi Huda says you can make it tonight. And then the Pashtus from Rashi comes out, they'll be talking about Sukkah Ru'uah. That's when you can make it tonight. There are Tosis in Shabbos is the same as Rashi over here. Tosis in Shabbos says that Rabbi Huda holds by Sukkah Ru'uah, you can make it tonight. And if you look in the Milchemes and the Ran over here, they say a bigger Kiddush. They say that not only by Sukkah Ru'uah you can make it tonight, but even by Sukkah Bria, even a good solid Sukkah, they say you can also make it tonight. That if it falls down, that it's okay. The Rishonim will say that you can't make it tonight by Sukkah Bria. They hold that it's a lack of smichas das. You make it tonight, that's if it falls down on Yom Tov. Make it taste, it's going to fall down on Yom Tov. There's going to be a hurricane. So even if there is a hurricane later on, but there's a chesaron of smichas das. Okay, those are two pshatim. So these two pshatim are that we're going in Rabbi Huda. Either Rabbi Huda holds by Sukkah Ru'uah, a shaky Sukkah, you can make it tonight. Or according to Rabban and the Ran, even by a Sukkah Bria, even by a strong Sukkah, you can make it tonight. If it falls down on Yom Tov, that you're going to use it. Now there's the Beis Yosef comes along and he suggests a completely different shot in the Gemara. He says he wants to suggest that it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't make it tonight. There's no such thing as a tonight, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Muktzah Machmas Isser, this hat is Muktzah Machmas Isser when Yom Tov came in, even if it is a Sukkah Ru'uah, it's Muktzah when Yom Tov came in, there's no tonight, no possibility of a tonight, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then who are we going according to? When we say you can make it tonight, who are we going according to? So the Beis Yosef says, we're going in Rabbi Shimon. I, Rabbi Shimon, holds, it's anyway okay. Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshu b'matzapah, a person is waiting for it to fall down. So if he's waiting for it to fall down, then why do you need it tonight? The Talmud says, Beis Yosef, we're going in Sukkah, talking about Sukkah Bria. When did Rabbi Shimon say, Adam Yeshu b'matzapah, he's waiting for it to fall down? If it was shaky on Erev Yom Tov, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, because it was shaky on Erev Yom Tov, he's waiting for the sukkah to fall down. Rabbi Shimon, thank you. Then Rabbi Shimon says, he's waiting for the sukkah to fall down. However, if it's a sukkah bria, if it's a strong sukkah, and Erev Yom Tov is a strong sukkah, so then he was not waiting for the, you can't say he's waiting for the sukkah to fall down. That says the Braisa, yeah, but Rabbi Shimon tells you, nevertheless, you can make it tonight. Rabbi Shimon's the one who says you can make it tonight. And the fourth Mahalach to learn, how we learn Pshat in the Braisa, depends on the, bit on the, could depend on the Gizah and the Gemara, is the Rif. The Rif learns that the Tanai, at least definitely in the maskana in the sukkah, the snai has nothing to do with the sukkah de alma. It's to do with sukkah's chag b'chag. That's the Rif learns in the conclusion of the Gemara, is the halacha on sukkahs. And it's a new halacha. It's a halacha of any beidl nimeno. All the Rishonim agree, and it's clear from the sukkah, that if you want to, let's say you hang some figs in your sukkah, you hang up some sukkah decorations, you hang some figs up, but you might want to eat those figs. Say Chol HaMoed, you might want to eat those figs. So what do? So you say any Beidl Mimena called Ben Ashmoshes. Before Yom Tov starts, before Sukkot begins, you say, I'm not separating myself from these figs. If I want to take these figs, I'll take these figs. And you say any Beidl Mimena called Ben Ashmoshes, then you have the opportunity to take those figs the whole of Yom Tov. And that's actually how the Rif learns Pshat Lemaskona in this Tanai, that this Tanai has nothing to do with the sukkah falling down. It's to do with if I want to decide on Chol HaMoed that this sukkah is not a sukkah, and that I can take from the wood of the sukkah. That's how the Rif learns. I'll be able to use the sukkah for whatever I want to use it for. I'll be able to use it as a hat of the sukkahs. That's how the Rif learns Pshat in the Gemara. So these are the folk shotim. Now, so Batsim, there's a huge machlokes here between the Rishonim. There's a huge machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, can you make it Tanai? Can I say if it falls down on Yom Tov, I'll use it, or can you not make such a Tanai? It could be that the machlokes is based on Chakir and Migud Iskatsoi Ben Ashmoshes, Iskatsoi Kuli Yuma. We say Migud Iskatsoi Ben Ashmoshes, if the Muktzah started when Shabbos Yom Tov came in, then Iskatsoi Kuli Yuma. Then it's Muktzah for the whole of Shabbos, the Muktzah for the whole of Yom Tov. Why is that? Is that a Takona? Chazal made a Takona. If when Shabbos came in it was Muktzah, then Muktzah lasts for the whole of Shabbos. Or is a Pshat, and this seems to be clear from Rashi, that Rashi seems to be learning, Migud Iskatsoi is that if I was Masiach Das, when Shabbos came in, I gave up on it. I'm not going to be able to use it. It's Muktzah Machmas Issur right now. So I'm not going to use it. I can't use it. So then I'm a Yash. I give up. I'm Masiach Das from the whole of Shabbos. That's the Pshat of Migud Iskatsoi. So that'll make enough community. Can you make it tonight? If the pshat is that it's a takona, when Shabbos came in it was muktzah, so then it's muktzah the whole of Shabbos. Then make it tasty, you can make it tonight. But if it's a vote of hesach hadas, when Shabbos came in, when Shabbos came in I was maseir das. When Shabbos came in, I gave up on it. So then if I made it tonight, then I didn't give up on it. So then I can take away the problem of the muktzah. So now let's go back to the three kashas. Start with the Rambam. The Rambam, we said, leaves out muktzah, leaves out the Tanai altogether. The Rambam doesn't mention the Tanai b'chlal. So the Beis Yosef, we said, asked the kasha, why does the Rambam, the Gemara mentions the Tanai, why did the Rambam leave out the Tanai? You can't say that the Rambam learns like the Rif, that it's the Tanai we're talking about is the Tanai of any Beidl, because when the Rambam talks about any Beidl, he only allows you to say any Beidl for the Noi Sukkah, for the figs, the pomegranates, the bottles of wine that you hang in the Sukkah, there the Rambam allows you to say any Beidl. But the Rambam does not allow any Beidl on the actual Sukkah itself. So, said the Beis Yosef says, based on what we mentioned from Beis Yosef before, the Beis Yosef says that the Shittas Rambam is that when the Gemara mentions you can make it Tanai, that's that if it falls down, I'm going to use it. That's only in Shittas Rabbi Shimon. That's how the Rambam learned this Gemara. The Rambam learned this Gemara that the Tanai that you can make it Tanai is only in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Tanai. Rabbi Yehuda holds Migud Iskatsoi Ben Ashmoshes, Iskatsoi Kuli Yuma. There's no opportunity. There's no option of making it Tanai. And therefore the Rambam left it out. The Rambam left it out both in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yom Tov. The Rambam left it out because the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in Mukta. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in Mukta, as the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Siman Tov Tzadihei, that's in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Rambam paskens, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch, they paskens in Hilchos Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Tanai, it's only Rabbi Shimon who holds the Tanai. We paskens in Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda. I will say in Hilchos Shabbos, we paskens like Rabbi Shimon. So why did the Rambam leave out? Why did he leave it out in Hilchos Shabbos? The answer is that the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Muchsa Machmas Esther, we always paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, even in Hilchos Shabbos. So we paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Tanai, so then it's very good why the Rambam left out the Tanai altogether. Now the question is, why did the Shulchan Aruch himself, he does mention the Tanai in Hilchos Shabbos, with the nail, the oil and the lamp, he mentions it tonight, and he leaves it out in Yom Tov. So why is he mentioning it in Shabbos? So if you look in the Beis Yosef has a huge arichus on the nail, and the Beis Yosef says that he brings down kama rabbonim and poskim and gedolim who were lenient and allowed you to make a tanai concerning the nail. And then he ends off and he says, since muktzah is anyway midravonon, and we got so many gedolim to rely on, therefore he ends off in the Beis Yosef ula halacha. Since muktzah drabanan became yisemach, al kol hani rabavasa became yisemach on all these paskim who paskim that we can rely on the tanai. Okay, so let's rely on the tanai in Hilchos Yom Tov as well. So first of all, in Hilchos Yom Tov, we don't have kol hani rabavasa. The Beis Yosef does not record that loads of gedolim were lenient in Hilchos Yom Tov. And second of all, the Gemara says in Beis Amud Beis, that in Hilchos Shabbos, people take Shabbos seriously. Because Shabbos is so chomer. Let's be Sedra, Mekosh Sheitzim, got killed, he got skillet, because he was Mechal Shabbos. So people take Shabbos very seriously. But Yom Tov, it's Malkus. So there's no chi of Misa, there's no chi of Skila, it's only a chi of Malkus. So people don't take Yom Tov so seriously. And the Gemara says on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that's why in Shabbos we paskin Lekula, we paskin like, when it comes to Muktzah, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Lekula. And in Yom Tov, we're strict. In Yom Tov, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that, says the Gemara? Because Osin is a Zuniba. Since Yom Tov, people take Yom Tov lightly, therefore we need to be strict when it comes to Hilchos Yom Tov. And that's what we said before, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskim, in Hilchos Shabbos like Rabbi Shimon, and in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Paskim like Rabbi Yehuda. So it could be that's why the Shulchan Aruch left out the Tanai in Hilchos Yom Tov. Because we said there's a huge machlokes, we're showing him, in Rabbi Yehuda. Does he hold the Tanai? Or does he not hold the Tanai? So it could be that the Beis Yosef said in Hilchos Shabbos will be Mekil, because we got Sofkos of Muktzah Drabonon, and we got so many possums to rely on, and it's Hilchos Shabbos, so it'll be lenient. But in Hilchos Yom Tov, where there's a danger of Osin is a Zuniba, and we don't have all these Drabonim, we were lenient, so maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch left out the Tanai in Hilchos Yom Tov. And the Torah, why did the Torah mention the Tanai in Hilchos Yom Tov and not in Hilchos Shabbos? That's can be clarified with the Tosfos in Shabbos, the Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos in Shabbos, the Daled Amud Beis, says a svara that when it comes to an oil lamp, and you light that oil lamp just before Shabbos, so you actually created the Muktzah Machmas Esur as Shabbos was about to come in. You created the Muktzah Machmas Esur. Tosfos says that's called Dichlu Biyadayim. You pushed the oil away with your hands, and therefore that's a stronger muktzah, and therefore there's a svara to say that you can't make the tanai. Got a few minutes, maybe to talk about the mekoshish. The mekoshish eitzim. He brought down in Targum Yonasim in Azil. Targum Yonasim says that his kavanah was l'shem shemayim. He said, Klal Yisrael already know Shabbos, what you can do, what you can't do. But they don't know exactly what the Einish is going to be for someone who's going to be in Mechalel Shabbos. So, therefore, they don't yet know what the halacha is going to be for someone who's going to be in Mechalel Shabbos, so maybe I should sacrifice myself, I should sacrifice my life. He wants to be in Mechalel Shabbos, so that Klal Yisrael will see the severity what exactly the Einish is for Chilul Shabbos. If you look in Tosfos, Daas HaKeni Baalei HaTosfos brings down a Medrash. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael had, this was the second Shabbos Klal Yisrael had. And the first Shabbos they kept. And if they would have kept this Shabbos, then don't remember the exact Lashon of Daas HaKeni Baalei HaTosfos, but I think he says that the Geula would have come. It would have been the end of the Golos, end of Tzoros. So, the Mekreshesh was being Mechamen L'shem Shomayim. He wants Klal Yisrael to realize the severity of Shabbos. But Zvi says he shouldn't have made these Cheshbonos. Because had he not made these Cheshbonos and not been Mechal Shabbos, we would have been far better off. We would have been, the Geula would have been. So in the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, when the Pasuk starts to talk about the Mekreshesh, the Pasuk says, "Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'amidbar." Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. So, good morning. We know that Klal Yisrael are in the Midbar. Why does the Pasuk have to say, "Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'amidbar"? So, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says the Gevaldige Teretz, he says as follows. He says that the Gemara in Be'er discusses, is the Midbar a Rishus HaRabim? And the Gemara says that the Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim when Klal Yisrael are in the Midbar, and then the Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. But when Klal Yisrael are not in the Midbar, then the Midbar is not a Rishus HaRabim. Now there's three shittas in the Chazal. What exactly was the Avera of the Mekoshesh? And one of the shittas is that the Avera of the Mekoshesh was that he carried. Now, a tzor is only a melacha if the midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. Maybe it fits in beautifully. But you, b'nei Yisrael, by midbar, because they're in the midbar, therefore, Mimele, we've got Rishus HaRabim. Mimele, tzlofcha d'ischayev, for carrying in Rishus HaRabim. So, okay, so very good. If you hold that the Avera was carrying, so then we need by you, b'nei Yisrael, by midbar. But if you say the Avera was that he cuts, that he is over on Talish. Or the Averi was Megabev, that he was did Ma'amr. So then, why do you need Vayu Yisrael B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar? So he said, normally a Midbar is a place where you can't grow things. You can't grow things in the Midbar. So there's nothing growing, there's nothing to cut, there's no possibility of Ma'amr. However, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, then they had the Be'ir HaShel Miriam. They had the Be'er, and the Be'er could irrigate the soil. Mainly, they could have plants, and if they had plants, they could have the possibility of cutting those plants and gathering those plants. Mainly, that's why we need Be'er B'nei Yisrael by Midbar. We actually pray for them.